Board back in session. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,947, Proximity Malt LLC, seeking a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure for an office, sections 115-105A and 115-210A of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Bi-State Boulevard, Route 13, and St. George Road, Road 501. The 911 address is 33222 Bi-State Boulevard, Laurel. Zoning district is LI2. Tax map is District 332, Map 3, Parcel 56. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns. Specifically, they're seeking a special use exception to use a portable 35-foot by 60-foot manufactured home as an office on site.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Scott Rogers, 1713 Lower Mainland Lane, Salisbury, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well.
Again, my name is Scott Rogers. I am an architect with Solutions IPEM here in Georgetown, and we are the local agents for Proximity Malt. Just some background, many of you may be aware of the old Laurel Grain facility just south of Laurel on Bi-State Boulevard. Proximity Malt is rehabbing and revitalizing that particular property so they can turn it into a facility that uses locally sourced grains to produce malt products for the local craft brewing industry. Construction has been ongoing out there for close to a year now. They've got probably half a dozen buildings underway. They're all process-related structures, germination kilns, storage buildings, shipping and loading buildings. The tower that's there now, it's going to be used for storage and grain processing. This particular building that we're here for tonight is going to be used as their on-site office. The on-site personnel will use that to perform their clerical tasks and to manage facility operations. There won't be any industrial processes as a part of this particular building. The building will likely be something similar to what you would see like a local real estate sales office, a larger construction site office, perhaps even a local portable classroom at a school. Mm-hmm. So the materials are going to be more compatible with a light commercial or residential use. And we do not believe that the structure as proposed is going to have any kind of adverse effect on the local neighborhood. It's located well back on the site, and frankly, will probably be one of the more nondescript buildings on the site. That's really the long and short of it. I entertain any questions anybody may have.
All right. I'm going to start, Daniel, with you, Mr. Mills, please.
Yes. How long before a permanent structure be built?
I think their desire is to get the operation up and running, kind of hit their stride. I would imagine probably within a couple of years they would look to put a more permanent structure.
So 2 years should be sufficient?
I would think so.
Okay. And the question at hand for us to determine is, will the requested use substantially adversely affect uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
Right.
So is it your opinion that it will not?
It's my opinion it will not.
Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Biggers?
What do you make? What do you process?
What they're going to do is take local grains from the farming community around here and process malt, which is an ingredient in beer.
Beer.
Oh,
yes.
Well, my goodness.
No problem.
So that's where it comes from.
So they're looking to sell to Dogfish, Evo, Fordham, you know, all the local guys.
Oh, okay. Darn. So you would sell to breweries the grain that
that's
you
correct.
Process?
Right.
And what do you do to it? Just curiosity to me.
I don't know the science behind it, but it's basically put in giant fermentation vessels
okay.
and germination vessels, and that's what starts the process by converting the grain to the product, their end product.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, no questions.
Sure. How, what's the age of the unit you're putting in there, the model?
Pardon?
What's the age of the unit you're putting in there?
I do not have that information.
Do you know if it'll be skirted?
If that's a condition of approval, yes, it will be skirted. I imagine it will be.
Okay. I you know, one of the things, we just want to make sure if it's a newer model or what have you.
Sure.
What is in the adjacent, what are the adjacent properties used for? What's in the neighborhood there?
Agriculture.
And any discussions with neighbors?
I'm not aware of any pertaining to this particular building. I know there was discussions when the project originally kicked off.
Okay. And no complaints that you're aware of?
Not aware of any.
No further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we didn't hear testimony to the contrary, so I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,947 for a period of 2 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,947 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Absolutely. Yes.
Mr. Werbert?
Yes.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reason.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,947 is approved for a period of 2 years.
Thank you very much. Okay.